President Obama said this about the Afghan war nearly a year ago. Was he justifying a policy or feeding us a line?
This will not be quick nor easy. But we must never forget, this is not a war of choice. This is a war of necessity.
By choosing early in his administration to call the war in Afghanistan a war of necessity, maybe the president narrowed his options.
Running out the clock on America's longest war, necessity is in the eye of the beholder, especially when they also vote. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Tough choices and necessities in Afghanistan, a discussion on the program. It's Friday, August 13th, folks.
That it is, Friday the 13th, and I bet you don't know the word for the fear of Friday the 13th.
I've heard it, but I'm so scared of it that I've forgotten.
Frigatriskaidophobia. I don't think I pronounced that right at all because I'm afraid of saying it. Anyhow, we're going to go straight to the top of the news. In a few hours, President Obama will sign a new $600 million border security law. The legislation has been passed to help stop the flow of illegal immigrants and drugs from Mexico to the U.S. It'll pay for 1,000 new border patrol agents, 250 immigration and customs agents, and 250 border protection agents. Defense Secretary Robert Gates' message to lawmakers about Afghanistan, please give generously.
The Congress has, over the last several years, provided additional resources for state and defense, but I would say that I think it's woefully inadequate.
In a speech last night, Secretary Gates called for a, quote, change in attitude on Capitol Hill. He says the State Department budget is not large enough. Last year, lawmakers shaved a few billion dollars off the $50 billion the State Department asked for.
Staying with Afghanistan, NATO is reporting this hour that U.S. and Afghan forces have arrested several key figures in raids in the east of the country. It's difficult to get a complete picture of what's going on in the war in Afghanistan, and we expect to hear more all weekend long as General Petraeus perhaps argues the case for a longer commitment in Afghanistan. But joining us now is First Lieutenant Russell Galetti, who's just come back from Afghanistan. Good morning.
Good morning.
So President Obama says Afghanistan is a war of necessity. That might be changing. But I'm wondering, from your perspective, can a president ever go back on that and say now all of a sudden it's a war of choice?
I don't think so. I think our involvement in Afghanistan was born out of September 11th. And while we never really intended to be doing things like building infrastructure and training the Afghan National Army, over the course of 9 years, we've determined that's what will lead to success. And so I think it will always be a war of necessity for as long as we're there.
All right. Staying the course. That's the argument from First Lieutenant Russell Galetti. Stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
Going to the Gulf now, the sealing up of that blown-out wellhead may be finally finished. The static kill operation that killed the well from the top may be all that's needed to seal the well permanently. BP engineers are testing wellhead pressure today. They'll then decide if they need to finish drilling a relief well. Some unexpected news this morning from Myanmar. The military government has just announced there will be an election on November 7th. The head of the BBC Myanmar service says other parties participating in the election are already having trouble.
At the moment, there are indications that the political parties, they've been intimidated, they've been harassed. So it is very difficult to say whether it's going to be free and fair election.
This will be the first Myanmar election in 20 years.
More bad weather is forecast for Asia today, which will enlarge and considerably worsen the situation of flooding in Pakistan and in China. Let's look at markets in Asia. They're mixed. European indices are down this morning. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 10,319. The S&P starts trading at 1083. The Nasdaq opens at 2190. Later in the hour, singer-songwriter Roseanne Cash joins us. Her new memoir, Composed, about the perfection of songs and the imperfection of life.
But in the meantime, General David Petraeus will be going on to the broadcast airwaves this Sunday on a media offensive to combat the waning support among the American public for the war in Afghanistan. Is there waning support for the war in Afghanistan in the White House? How about other policy analysts among the top echelons of government? Where are we? We'll talk about that in a moment.